This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More Knowledge, More Wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Now to the listener, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you have that you want to relate this show to your specific situation. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well, but we go over all important topics of personal finance. That's where you are today, how retirement looks like, going over taxes, investments, insurance, estate planning, folks, you name it, anything that involves a dollar sign. And we are offering, for a limited time, a $500 master tax plan. We are offering this master tax plan. It's a $500 offer. This will go over all the new tax changes, what changes you should be doing with your situation, really just to take advantage of how the old plan relates to the new plan and how this new plan is only here for a limited time. So this master tax plan, we typically charge $500. We'd love you to take advantage of this. Just give us a call. We're offering this for a limited time. We don't know how much demand that we're going to have to fulfill, how many people are going to call from this. So call and act now, especially since you have, if you have questions on the new tax plan and how to take advantage of it. We have offices all across Southern California, including here in the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Folks, we are going to talk today about this stock market. Feels like it's been going up and down. It's got down almost 3,000 points from its high. And at this point, whether it's markets going up or down or whatever the case is, there is a lot that's going on right now. The S&P 500, which by the way, is represented as the largest 500 companies that are out there. The S&P 500 is looking at a volatile period. And it's understanding where you are today, understanding how you're invested, and also understanding what's going on and how it affects you. Because who really cares what's on the news? I only care about my pocketbook. I only care about how this affects me. There's things you need to understand as you're watching the TV or as that you're getting information that's out there. You need to know how it affects yourself. And what you need to take into consideration is knowing how markets work. And personally, okay, it's very difficult to understand how markets work and more importantly, how it's going to affect you. But you have to know about everything that's going on, such as the S&P 500 and why it's going up and down. There are interest rates increasing. There is the tax law changes. There are tariffs, taxes going around. There's a lot of different things out here with tech companies, with goods that America is sending over that are now going to be taxed, but which are tariffs. But there are things you need to understand about how the market is going to act and effectively change, because the concern is a recession. And here is why I'm going to give you my opinion. Most of the show is always sharing facts, but at this point, I'm going to share with you an opinion. And it's really based on this whole talk on a second recession that's coming up. And it's not the second one. It's just maybe the second one that you remember in the past decade, over a decade. And it's looking at the largest 500 companies. Now, what I'm about to talk to you is very something simple, okay? And it's talking about why the market dropped in the first place. The reason the market dropped, the stock market dropped in the first place, was really because of news that came out from analysts talking about how the S&P 500 in 2017, majority of the companies, I'm talking 400 of them, had record profits. And of the remaining 100, a majority of those surpassed their estimates of what they were supposed to do. So the question is, why is that bad news? Folks, it's not bad news. It's good news. But the stock market is a leading indicator. They took that information and looked at, well, guess what? Inflation is coming faster. Inflation is coming now. And they have done this through monetary and fiscal policy. They've done this. Governments do this through tariffs. They do this through interest rates increasing. That's interest rates as monetary policy, and tariffs is a form of fiscal policy, which, oh, by the way, they were discussing in the summer of 2016. So this is not new information. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, this is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend, talking about all important topics of personal finance. So right now, we're just talking about the S&P 500 and why it dropped to begin with. And here I was telling you why, with monetary and fiscal policy, with the interest rates going up, the tariffs, why that happened was because the market, stock market, has done so well. The United States economy has done so well that the government said it's now time to take action to now cause inflation. And the way to do that is really through monetary policy and fiscal policy changes. So what does this mean? All this is really meaning, all this is we're talking about right now, is looking at how this affected the stock market and the stock market drop. But here's something you need to be aware of, and this is with the stock market where it is right now. Assuming the stock market's at 24,000, and this information is as of, we'll call it, end of June. The S&P 500, the P/E ratio, the P/E, price to earnings ratio, is roughly 14%. Now, what does that mean? Historical PE is close to 20. Understanding that the market is trading at 20 times its multiple historically, and right now it's at 14. Now, what is this saying? This is just estimating that a company has to be around doing business for 14 years before it gets its money back. So the company is worth 14 times what they make. Let me give you an example. There's companies out there like Tesla. Tesla that has a negative infinity PE ratio. And the reason it's negative infinity, they don't make money. But they're valued over Ford, Nissan, GM. That's crazy to think. It's absolutely mad to think. But this is kind of what's happening currently in our economy. Versus having a company like Apple or Microsoft, where their PE ratio is in the 20s. So these are, and even lower than the 20s. So that means they are fairly priced. Amazon, their PE ratio is like 300. Heck, if I was Jeff Bezos, I would sell my company because I have to work for another 300 years to get what my company is worth today. Imagine your jobs right now. If somebody said, I'll give you 20 times what you make to retire. We would all take it. That's a no-brainer. Well, the stock market's at about 14 times, that whole S&P 500. Amazon's at 300. Heck, if my employer wanted to give me 300 times my salary, I would retire today. I would have to work 300 years to get that. Yet that's what companies like Tesla, Amazon, and a few of these other tech companies like Dropbox or whatever. Part of this reminds me of the dot-com bubble. That happened in the early 2000s, very similar situation. More importantly, at that time in 2000, 2001, 2002 with the tech wreck, the S&P 500 had 40% of their companies, tech companies. This is why the recession hit so hard. This is why the stock market dropped so much in those 3 years. It's because almost all the companies in there were tech companies. And this is why my story, our firm philosophy, the company I work for, Falcon Wealth Planning, we talk a lot about being globally diversified. Because if you were invested in these blue chips and large cap companies in 2000, 2001, 2002, you had double digit losses for those 3 years. Versus if you were globally diversified, you actually made money. And on top of that, when the markets drop and you have a disciplined strategy, you're buying cheap. This is why it's so important to know how you're invested. It's so important to be proactive on your investments. It's so important to have a strategy. a buy strategy and a sell strategy. Don't get greedy. Folks, if you need help, if you're not having these conversations, if nobody's explaining this to you, this is Economics 101. Forget watching the news. Forget watching and listening to the radio, even like this, or reading up on the internet. You have to know basic economics. And unfortunately, most people don't know that. And that's why we're offering our services. We're offering our help. And taxes is a big piece of this. It's one of your biggest expenses, and the tax laws just changed. You have to take advantage of that. The tax laws dropping is a form of fiscal policy. The government's changing the laws to give you more money to spend. Well, when you have more money to spend, that's supply and demand. What does that mean? Well, it's causing inflation. The tax law changes saved money for a lot of Americans, definitely corporations. If you need help analyzing your portfolio, if you need help putting together this master tax plan that we are offering a limited time basis, a $500 offer, folks, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to put that together for you. We have to take a look at the taxes. We have to take a look at a few things. But this is a customized plan to tell you what you should do, how you should take advantage of this tax law changes that is limited. Not just this master tax plan that's limited, but it's this tax reform is limited in regards to the plan. Eventually, it will disappear. Folks, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We'll be happy to put together this master tax plan where you can save hopefully thousands, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on your situation. Folks, we're going to talk a lot more about the stock market, taxes, and a few other things when we come back after a few words.
This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend, talking about all important topics of personal finance. And today we are talking about the stock market and understanding where the stock market is today. We talked about the PE ratios and talking about Tesla and Amazon and Apple and all these different companies here, and talking to you about how the market actually, with a PE price earning ratio of roughly 14%, some would argue is on sale. It is on sale. If you compare it where that was in 2008, we're not even too far off. That was around 9%. And S&P is at 14 right now? That's a big deal. So worrying about a double dip recession or whatever you want to call it, I don't know. I'm not here trying to predict the future. I mean, heck, past results has no guarantee on future. I mean, so past performance on future results. So my whole point is, though, understanding where things are. Historically, the S&P 500 has PE of roughly 20%, and right now it's at 14. So I don't know. I don't know. And I'm here to tell you that this market dropping is a short-term reaction of government intervention, not Trump. Trump has a small piece in this full economic swing. Now, don't get me wrong, him implementing certain things is extremely helpful, but it's a very small piece in what's going on. And I started to explain this over in our last segment talking about monetary and fiscal policy. Let's start in December, folks. In December, the government lowered taxes. Now, a lot of people were happy. Stock market went up. Heck, January of 2018 was huge. It went up like 5, 6% in 1 month. Things were great. So doing that, let's understand what this is. Government's implementing laws, changes, in this case, tax changes, is looking for a certain outcome. This is called fiscal policy. Theoretically, if you and I have more money in our pocket because of tax savings, you and I are going to spend more. When you and I spend more, it's supply and demand, basic economics. Prices of items go up. If more people are buying, there'll be less supply, which means prices go up. The government purposely created inflation with something as simple as that. Let's continue. I told you last segment that when the stock market found out that the stock market, majority of the companies out there had record earnings and surpassed their estimates, stock market dropped. Why? Because now the government or the analysts knew that inflation was coming. And so then what happened after that is interest rates started going up. Why did interest rates start going up? Well, if all these companies are doing great, all this money is being made, if all this tax savings is being around, we have more money to spend. So what the government does by increasing interest rates is they try to control something as simple as housing. If we have all this money, we can now afford more than $500,000 homes, more than $700,000 homes, more than $1 million homes. That's called a bubble when the pricing keeps going up because we all have all this extra money to buy things. So what the government does is increase interest rates because now you will not be able to afford as much. It controls house pricing imploding. It controls house pricing continuing to go up. This is monetary policy, how governments interfere, legally interfere and knowingly interfere. This is one of the first things we learn when we want to go into the financial planning world, is that governments control inflationary and deflationary periods. So this is the government trying to control so inflation doesn't go out of whack. This is what Japan failed to do in the 80s and 90s. And if we have time this segment, I'll make sure to talk about how they failed their people in Japan, why their economy dropped. So what happened then the very next month in March is tariffs started coming around. Now, tariffs talk was for a while now. From right when Trump got elected, people were talking about tariffs. Now, he was talking about tariffs. That's why right after he got elected, Trump, the U.S. stock market went up. The international indices went down because we all knew this was coming. Leading up to the voting, the presidential elections, we knew in the summer that tariffs were a must. It's right now just the media is giving it some attention that we're in some type of trade war. This is reality. Tariffs is not the first time we had tariffs. Tariffs is a normal thing. I mean, heck, you had the U.S. steelworkers in 2010 complaining to President Obama, saying the union workers saying it's not fair what China is doing. They're taking all our business away. So what did President Obama do? He put a tariff tax on them and everything was restored in the world, or at least for America. So you have to understand that there's always things going around. There's always things that are taking place, and this is normal. Nothing to worry about, and ignore the media. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend, talking about all important topics of personal finance. And right now we are talking about monetary and fiscal policy and how you should not worry about the things that are going on. Because personally, my opinion is the stock market is cheap. And it's not cheap because I'm saying it's cheap. It's because there are fundamental analysis that shows the S&P 500 right now, the PE ratio on that's 14%. Price to earnings is 15%. I mean, heck, the issue that I have, the only fear that I have, is the tech companies that are out there. And if you need help that understanding what these new changes, how they affect you, if you need help understanding how these new tax laws are going to affect you, they're going to affect you now and in the long term because they will revert back to the old policy. Folks, we are offering a free master limited analysis for you, a master tax plan. We typically charge $500 for this. We're offering this to you at no cost, folks. If you want help to analyze that, to see what strategies are available for you and to help implement it for you, our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can help put this together for you. We have all offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. We'll be more than happy to help. But you have to act. It is a limited time. We don't know how many people are going to be calling on this. We don't know what the demand is going to be. We get many, many calls every single week, and that's when we're offering a normal assessment. But this master tax plan, we typically charge extra for it. So we're offering yet again that at no cost. Okay. Now, I did want to continue talking about the stock market, and I'm going to share with you an opinion of what I have, what the fears are, and that is of these tech companies, which yet again reminds me of the tech wreck and the dot-com bubble, where before you could have been johndoe.com and you could have sold that domain for $1 million. It kind of reminds me like that. I feel like it's same just with if somebody has an MBA from Stanford or Harvard, they can get $10 million or start up their own business, whatever the heck it is. So this is what I'm seeing is the extremeness in that. It reminds me, now the difference is that's in the private equity world. Thank God it is, because we don't have to get our hands on that. But you also see less IPOs because of that as well. Understanding that these tech companies, even Amazon, as big as and as great, and me and my wife, we used it all the time. It has changed the way we shopped. I can see why Toys R Us went out of business. We don't shop at Toys R Us. We shop for those type of items online. But they are still so overly valued from how much money they're actually making. The reason they are trading as much as they are now, it's all built on future anticipation of earnings and an income. It's all built on anticipation of everybody using Amazon or everybody now shopping through Amazon and their Whole Foods acquisition. It's based on future earnings. Well, folks, as you know, a lot can happen in the future. That is a risky play, and that's what happens when you buy a growth company. It's based on anticipated earnings. Tesla. How in God's name is Tesla worth more than Ford, BMW, Nissan, and all these other companies? How in God's name is that even possible? The reason it's possible, it's all based on what they're expected to make in the future. If this $30,000 car can come out that we all can afford, that's safer, that drives better, that's cleaner, that's cooler looking, that can revolutionize the world. We might not even need insurance. We might not need taxi drivers because our car will pick us up. We won't have to pay for parking structures anymore because our car will go park itself back at home or at another parking lot 10 miles away and you summon it to come get you. It can revolutionize the world. And this is the reality. This is why Tesla is worth what it's worth, even though, get this, it's never made money. It's only lost money. It's all based on what they're expected to do in the future. And there's just so much hype. And these are multiple companies and tech companies out there. I mean, you look at Facebook versus Alibaba. Alibaba is the Chinese version of that. They sell to commercial. Instead of buying one thing from Amazon, you buy Alibaba is the Chinese version of Amazon. They buy 2,000 things. I'm not telling you to buy Alibaba. I'm not telling you that at all. But if you look at the price to earnings ratio on that versus Facebook or versus Amazon, it looks like it's a pretty good deal. I'm not telling you to buy it. I'm just stating the fact. And what if Alibaba wanted to start selling to you and me? That's a big difference. Man, that's going to hurt Amazon. Because now they got an actual competitor. Now, I don't even own Alibaba. I don't own Amazon. I own them indirectly, maybe through index funds. But I don't buy them. I'm not here to tell you to buy them. I'm just here to understand you have to think outside the box. And if you are not having these conversations with your professional, with your financial person, if you are not taking into consideration these outlying situations that can affect your portfolio, if you are not understanding that these things can implement your overall return, reduce your risk, and give you more opportunity, there's an issue. And that is why we're offering a master tax plan to help, not only with your taxes, but your full implementation of all your other assets and how they affect your overall situation. Folks, give us a call. We'll be more than happy to help you put that together. It's a $500 offer. We're offering that to you at no cost. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can help put that together for you at any time. Folks, this has been a fast show. We want to thank you for tuning in with us this Sunday. You can always get this episode or any one of our previous episodes. Look up our podcast. Look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhones. Folks, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Tune in every weekend as we give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your afternoon. Have a great week, and God bless.